When I was 8 years old, a man was shot and killed not far from our house. I saw his body lying in the street. A few days later, my cousins and I were playing in our yard when a bomb exploded less than a block away. The noise was deafening, but none of us knew what it was. We stood there watching the bomb smoke curl into the air until our parents rushed out and pulled us into the house. That year, all our cattle were stolen, and men started showing up at the farm, demanding food, shelter, and money in return for their protection services. My father tried to turn them away, but it was difficult. He paid one man the equivalent of about $6,000 in pesos just to leave us alone.
So now we know when life in Agua Chica got violent. It happened when Juan Elias was 8 years old. First, he saw a body lying in the street. A few days later, a bomb exploded near his house. And later that same year, all the cattle were stolen from his family's farm. Pretty soon, men started showing up at the farm, asking Juan Elias' father for money and food in return for protection. Do you understand what that was all about? The protection these guys were selling was protection from themselves. Juan Elias' father had to pay them to stop them from stealing his property or maybe even hurting his family. Okay, keep reading on page 10. We're on the third paragraph, starting with, in December 1990, we had a Christmas party at the house.
In December 1990, we had a Christmas party at the house in town and were singing carols when shooting started in the street outside. The next day, Andres and I counted 25 holes in the walls of our house. On Christmas Day, we received a letter demanding payment of $10,000. A week later, another message gave instructions on how my mother was to go alone to a certain mango tree near a neighbor's property and leave the money there. A third letter